There's a lot of talk right now about how to fix the next generation. What do we do about lonely, angry young men falling into dark corners of the internet? It's a problem we're going to have to start dealing with. What do we do about kids getting radicalized on Reddit or TikTok or talking about things that 11-year-olds should never be even knowing exists? Everyone's got opinions. Fewer people have actual answers. But what if part of the answer starts at home? Today's conversation with psychotherapist Siobhan Scott gets into the real world side of all this. The parenting side. Not in some finger-waving, blame parents kind of way, but in the sense of how do we raise kids in a digital world we don't fully understand ourselves? How do we steer them without smothering them? How do we prepare them for the darkness without turning them into paranoid people? And how do we do that while they're growing up in a culture that tells them comfort is everything? We talk about getting kids out of their rooms and into real life, how structured activities, even something as simple as a chess club or a running track, can literally change the trajectory of a socially awkward kid's life. We also talk about gaming, not in the old video games cause violence cliche way, but how 8 hours alone online displaces the stuff that actually builds identity and confidence. But where this conversation really lands is in the hard truth. A lot of parents don't know what their kids are doing online, or worse, they do know, but they've rationalized it. At least he's not doing drugs. At least she's not out with strangers. Meanwhile, predators are in the DMs. Kids are Googling things they can't even process, and no one's having any hard conversations because they're uncomfortable. Siobhan doesn't pull punches here, and neither do I, because the reality is your kid might be the one getting pulled into something dangerous, or they might be the one too scared to tell you their friend has something like this that they're going through. So if you're a parent, or honestly just someone who cares about where this culture is heading, this part of the conversation is for you. Because the hard conversations don't go away when you ignore them. They just get louder online.
Yeah, I think making sure that they have as many activities going on in the real world as possible. And a lot of times people can get their kids really involved in athletics. That's not for every kid, yeah. And it doesn't mean it should be forced. But whether it's music, whether it's band, whether it's, you know, scouting type activities where they go out camping and learn wilderness skills. I mean, there's got to be this push for let's find what excites them, what gives them pleasure. And let's make sure that hours of their week are going toward those things rather than, you know, isolating in their rooms. The other thing is, you know, get involved in what they're doing online. I mean, I, at one point with my kids, when they were really into, I can't remember the game it was, mm-hmm. EverQuest. They were into EverQuest, mm-hmm. right? Late 90s. I started playing with them, mm-hmm. which was very weird at the time. Sure. Because, you know, here's an adult playing this game with their kids. Yeah. But I think it was a bonding activity for them. Between us, and it gave me a better sense of what that interest was, and we could all talk about it. So whatever your kids are doing online, use spyware if you need to. If you've got a kid you're really worried about, if you know, you've got a daughter that's maybe being chased by a 35-year-old man on Instagram, it's like you've got to find a way to do some monitoring. It's just a safety concern.
It is. I mean, and it's one thing to kind of monitor and police it. It's another thing to educate them. And I think that's another thing that sometimes parents are afraid to do with their parents or with their kids. And I'm not saying, there's obviously, it's a whole thing over here on one side. If you have the kid that you think may be, you know, going into these unhealthy areas, it's another thing just to educate the ones who are not going into those areas to look out for the people that are coming from those places. Right. And I think a lot of people don't want to do it because it's icky. I don't want them to see the world like that. That's what the world is. And if you'd like them to not accidentally fall into some of these dark dark holes and then deal with the repercussions and the trauma later, it's not a bad idea to teach them at a younger age that this stuff exists, as icky as it is. I've had my girls know Chris Hansen's name very well. If they saw him on walking into a room, that's Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator. They'd recognize it because they watch it. They kind of laugh at these things, but they know how real it is. Mm-hmm. And them understanding how real it is and how these people are out there on a regular basis, the less susceptible they're going to be to fall into those holes. Do we need more of that? Just more exposure and less of the, well, they're just so innocent and they're just, yeah, they are. That's the problem.
And I think it's going to be happening. And I guarantee you, kids all have secret conversations with other kids that parents know nothing about. So, I mean, I've seen cases where 8-year-old boys were Googling rape videos online. I mean, you know, just things that they'd heard about and they were curious. And it's much better, as you're describing, for parents to have discussions about these difficult, dark topics, because I guarantee you they're talking with other kids about it, or they're exposed to it online and they're not telling you.
Here's the uncomfortable part. The stuff we just talked about, most people already know it. Not the stats, not the cases, but the feeling. The moment you see your kid disappear behind a screen. The late nights with the closed door. The answers that get shorter. The laughter that turns into muttering. And the instinct that someone might be off. But you don't want to push. Because what if you push too hard? What if you alienate them more than they're already alienated? What if you sound like a paranoid parent from 1996 trying to ban Mortal Kombat and Tupac? But here's the truth. Silence doesn't keep kids safe. It just keeps them quiet. The things Siobhan talked about, exposure, education, involvement, aren't just parenting advice, they're strategy. And if you're a parent, they're required. This is what it looks like to raise your kids today. You don't get to hand them a smartphone at 10 and then tap out. You're signing up for digital literacy. For conversations about predators and manipulation and violent ideologies, all before they've hit puberty. It's heavy. But parenting, it's not happening. This is not an option anymore. And yes, we can talk about how tech companies should be doing more. They should. But the reality is predators move faster than moderators. Algorithms don't care if your kid's in a vulnerable place. The dark stuff gets in, whether you're paying attention or not. So maybe the question isn't, how do I protect my kid from the internet? Maybe it's, how do I make sure the internet isn't the only place they feel seen? What are they doing outside their room that builds confidence? Who are they connected to offline that actually knows them? What tools have you given them? Not just to say no, but to recognize danger when it shows up with a smile and a username. It's not about creating fear. It's about creating awareness. Because the kids who understand that the world can be dark are often the ones best equipped to move through it safely. And they don't get there by accident. So talk to them. Not just about what's right and what's wrong, but about what's real. The predators, the manipulation, the culture of victimhood, the radicalization that doesn't look like a monster. It looks like a friend. We can't bubble wrap them. We can give them armor. And that starts by having the conversations no one else wants to have. You just did have one of those by listening to this. Now have one with your kids. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments section on YouTube. That's where we do comments. So please do check that out if you're not already. On our YouTube channel, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, like I always say, wherever it is, hit subscribe there. And please do check out YouTube, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Hit subscribe there. You can watch us do the show, and there's a lot of extras on YouTube. And just like there's a lot of extras over on the podcast platform that are unique to each platform. So if you like the content and you like the podcast and everything we put out, it benefits you to hit subscribe on both platforms. We do appreciate your support and listening. Hit subscribe. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.